Margate Mercury Audio.
Headphone Story.
High and Mighty, Margate's Blue Plaques. Take a tour with me, Dale Shaw, as I delve into the history behind some of Margate's Blue Plaques. Cosmic rockers, renegade artists, iconic revolutionaries. The blue plaques of Margate perfectly reflect the town's unique history, attitude and personality. Mighty historical powerhouses, royal roustabouts and forgotten figures from yesteryear are celebrated on notable buildings throughout the town. Here's a list of just some of the great and good. Art. J.M. Turner and Margate are intrinsically linked. The artist's plaque sits on the corner of Hawley Street and Love Lane. It doesn't commemorate his later lodgings with the legendary Mrs. Booth, immortalised in shell form on the Harbour Arm. Her house was on the site of the Turner Contemporary. But Coleman's School, which Turner attended from 1785, aged 11. This early association led to a lifelong love of the town and its magnificent skies. Almost next door, at 8 Love Lane, is the plaque celebrating an altogether different artist, George Morland. Morland was something of a rogue, who was quite fond of a tipple and exerted a legendary romantic prowess. He arrived in Margate in 1784 and painted portraits of local dignitaries to fund his drinking and general debauchery. He fled to France with one of his sitters, a Mrs. Hill, the following year. An incredibly prolific landscape artist, he died in a debtor's prison in 1804, aged 41. Literature. Karl Marx, author of the Communist Manifesto, spent a great deal of time in Margate, including a spell at the Royal Sea Bathing Hospital as a curative for his persistent boils. A plaque marks his stay at the former King's Arms Hotel on Market Street, but he also bedded down at a boarding house on Albert Terrace, complaining in a letter to Engels about the landlady being deaf as a post. On Margate Sands, I can connect nothing with nothing. T.S. Eliot wrote these words while sitting in the Nayland Rock shelter and staring out at the North Sea. Eliot was sent to Margate while recuperating from nervous exhaustion. Though his doctors ordered him not to write, he worked on the Wasteland section, The Fire Sermon, on Margate Sands, during his stay in Thanet. His blue plaque is fixed to a neighbouring toilet block, which would have delighted Eliot. He was often quoted as saying, "My name is only an anagram of toilets." Performers. Phyllis Broughton was one of the legendary Gaiety Girls who danced, performed risque songs and told ribald jokes at London's Gaiety Theatre during the late 19th century. Known for her unparalleled beauty and theatrical prowess, she was a huge star in her day, who was also known for her colourful romantic life. She sued one suitor, who withdrew an offer of marriage, then abandoned another paramour at the altar. After her showbiz career ended, she married a local doctor and moved into the best house in Margate, India House, where her plaque is located. Hattie Jakes and John Lemessurier also led unconventional romantic lives. The hugely popular comic actors, starring in Dad's Army and Carry On, owned Albion Lodge on Trinity Square during the 1960s. They were married in 1949, but by the time they purchased their Margate home, the relationship was struggling. John was banished to the spare room, while Hattie's used car salesman lover moved in. They divorced in 1965 with John later moving to Ramsgate. His grave can be found in St George's Churchyard. A happier occasion was the marriage of legendary comedian Eric Morecambe to a former Miss Margate, Joan Bartlett. Joan's family had owned the Bull's Head pub in the Old Town, which hosted the couple's reception in 1952, and a plaque now marks that event. Royalty. It's not just showbiz royalty that have been recognised with a Margate blue plaque. The grand old Duke of York himself, Prince Frederick, the second son of King George III, had Royal York Mansions built for him as a seaside bolt hole around 1788. The famous rhyme dedicated to him was in fact a satirical verse mocking his lack of military prowess. Prince Frederick's elder brother, George, Prince of Wales, also had Margate connections. A plaque in Cecil Square marks the spot where he met his future wife, Caroline of Brunswick, at Benson's Hotel, later renamed the Royal. The meeting was not exactly a success, and some reports claimed the prince considered his new bride ugly, uncouth, and with appalling body odour, and immediately calling for brandy and remaining in a drunken stupor from the meeting until his wedding day. Margate royalty. Francis Cobb was the self-declared King of Margate. Born in 1726, he developed an interest in both booze and money. He first founded Cobb's Brewery and later the Margate Bank and was soon running the town's rudimentary police force and tax collection. He also owned many local pubs and sold coal. He built an imposing residence on King Street where a blue plaque remembers him. Though the house is still there, his brewery on Fort Road was demolished in 1971. The Reverend David Railton served as Vicar of Margate in the 1920s, living on Gordon Road in Cliftonville. He's best remembered now as the originator of the concept for the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior. A military chaplain during the First World War, he was awarded the Military Cross in 1916 for saving the lives of several men. The horrors he'd witnessed during the Great War drove him to commemorate those who were lost without recognition. One of Margate's more recent blue plaques sits on Arlington House and commemorates the great Robert Calvert. The Hawkwind frontman and space rock poet was raised in the town, though his song High Rise, a homage to Margate's famous brutalist tower block, refers to it in less than glowing terms, marking it as a human zoo. As a youngster, he worked at Dreamland, and there are reports of Calvert reciting his poetry loudly from the back of local buses. He seemed to eventually make his peace with Thanet, moving to Ramsgate, where he died at the tragically young age of 43 in 1988. Many thanks to the Margate Civic Society. Visit their website to find out more about Margate's blue plaques, margatecivicsociety.org.uk.